the end of the store. Unfortunately, I could not smell the frozen meat. Everything was fully sealed and I had to wear a thick mask due to Corona regulations. There was this fishball package, which reminded me of my mother frying fishballs for me to gain more nutrition when I was learning for exams. But frozen food, anyway, did not interest me as much as fresh food. There was one small shelf at the end of the store, which sold fresh vegetables and herbs, but only what can hardly be found in a standard supermarket. Thai basil, limes, tropical avocados, green bananas, and so on. Above the shelf were again lucky cats. This is how Asian stores in Europe are organized. There is simply no order. It made me laugh a little. Markets in Hanoi also sell food and decorations at the same spot. I could smell some basil as I came closer to the shelf. Also, there were two standing fridges next to it. One had mushroom, fungus, enoki mushroom, my favorite. My family always bought a lot of enoki mushrooms every time we had hot pot at home. I bet every Vietnamese household loves hot pot, especially during winter time. The smell of the broth would always include boiled mushrooms and vegetables. Many people do not like boiled vegetable, but to me, I am used to eating boiled cabbage since I was a child, and I think that smell is nothing but home. The other fridge had tofu, the Asian-style tofu, which is very, very soft. Some chilies, bean sprouts, and lemongrass were also there. I saw a random package of tteokbokki inside the fridge, so I took one package out. It has been a long time since I ate tteokbokki too. The last time I ate it was when my mother was trying to make Korean and Japanese food. My mother loves to cook when she has time. She is not the best, but a very dedicated person in what she makes. The smell of her tteokbokki was a little different from the original Korean one, but I still liked it and remembered it because of the sweet chili taste she added extra to the dish. I did not know that the store still extended to the right. There was a section where they placed household appliances and cartons there. It looked very chaotic, but this actually looked the same as what other Asian supermarkets look like. I supposed they use extra door to get new items inside the store and this extra sector to leave items that they haven't got time to unbox or arrange. I decided to walk back to the last sector.